mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Time flies when you're fighting tyranny. Hello, my friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now into the third hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny, as we defend liberty and resist the despotism of the neo-feudal worldwide plantation system known as the New World Order. We're honored, for the balance of the broadcast, to have Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com, honored with three Peabody nominations when he was a TV news investigator and anchorman, and, of course, listed as one of the top 100 talk show hosts in the country by the prestigious Talkers magazine. And Jeff covers it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He'll be with us for the rest of this broadcast. Jeff, where should we start? I mean, we can get into the Real ID Act, or we can get into genetic engineering, depleted uranium, how they're going to keep this war going with the 5,000-plus troops deserting in the last few months, going AWOL, recruiting down over 40% despite the fact that they have now even lowered their recruiting target numbers. Jeff, where should we start in this third hour? Do we have Jeff there? All right, well, I'm unable to hear Jeff. So what we'll do is we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and we'll come back with Jeff. He may not even have known that I don't do news in the first 5 minutes. I do the whole hour live, so we'll come back to that after the break that's coming up here in a few minutes. And in the last hour, we aired the clip of British Member of Parliament George Galloway, who says he was ready to face down the U.S. senators who claim he received oil rights from Saddam Hussein's Iraq. And I tell you what, do we have that clip ready? I think it might be good to re-air. I know we can't air the whole clip again in these last few minutes of this segment, but it might be good to air that again as he confronted this whitewashing congressional committee. Do we have that? Okay, we'll play that after the break then. I'm kind of out here orbiting the planet right now by myself. And as soon as I get back in touch with Houston, I will let you know about what our operations are doing here, my friends. But it was so good to see him confront them, and I've seen about 10 minutes of it. I want to get the full testimony, or at least parts of it, and we'll be airing more of that in the next few days, or at least into next week. Because the truth is, Dick Cheney and others were involved in the lion's share of the scams with Saddam, even during the 12, 13 years of sanctions. They were the ones doing the lion's share of the bid rigging and the scamming. And sure, some Europeans did it. Galloway wasn't involved. But then they created false documents to try to demonize him, to try to attack him. And it was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely transparent. He just stood up to them and threw it back in their face, and they looked like the proverbial deer in the headlights. And bottom line, no one can defend this Iraq war. It was based on a lie. Now our troops are over there dying by the thousands, being injured by the tens of thousands. Over 100,000 Iraqis have died since the start of the operation. And our troops are breathing depleted uranium at many times the levels they were huffing it in the first Gulf War. And we had tripled the Burke deformities after the first Gulf War, so they used at least three times as much DU this time, and in populated areas. What are we going to see? What is the aftermath going to be, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we will get into that after this quick break that is coming up. And don't forget, I've written a detailed analysis of the parallels between the new Star Wars movie and reality. Finally, major publications are writing about this. It's a really hot issue right now. And so I wrote an article that will hopefully wake up a lot of young people that read it and see it. So we'll get a little bit into that as well. And we'll talk about the new Real ID Act, your new national ID card, and what it really means to you and your family after this break. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Alex Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're talking to Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com. And now we're just going to plunge into the real issues that Jeff thinks are the most important right now facing society. And one of those that goes to the mindset, the mentality of the global overlords, is depleted uranium. Jeff, you have for many years been covering this, as have I, but you in even more detail, from all the scientists and doctors and Pentagon former chiefs and the people that have really looked at this, and from the admitted government documents. What are we facing with the 3 nuclear wars that have been waged in the last 15 years?
Worldwide uranium contamination and mass death and birth defects, not at all kept into any kind of geographic boundary. The world exchanges its entire air supply, so to speak. The atmosphere turns over about once every 24 to 48 hours. The dust from uranium, and I don't want to even call it depleted because it's not. It's uranium. The uranium dust in Afghanistan, Yugoslavia, and Iraq is now over here in the United States. It will continue to come here, albeit in smaller amounts, but how much is a small amount and how much do you need to get sick? It is discussed by some that one nano-sized particulate is enough to do it. Many people, we breathe it, it goes right into the body. There's no way to get it out. This is the most insane use of uranium you can imagine. The number of bombs, missiles, and warheads, and tank shell rounds used in Iraq so far equal 30,000 Nagasaki bombs. Think about it. That's how much is spread all over Iraq. Those Abrams tank rounds are deadly, but so are all the other weapons and munition systems that use them. So we are literally sowing a future of death, suffering, illness, disease. It's Gulf War illness, but it's now spread literally around the world and will continue to go around the world. We all know that Gulf War illness was a fraud and a sham, at least in terms of the way the VA tried to handle it. It is very real. We have over 500,000 American men and women who served in the first Gulf War, which actually is just stage one. We're in stage two now.
They have a greater incidence of cancer, triple the birth defects.
Oh, yeah.
The New York Daily News 2 years ago tested 14 members of Gulf War One. They all had two rims of radiation in them. Then there's the heavy metal effect. And for those that don't understand this, let me break it down for them. How many pounds, is it 14 pounds? How much is one of those sabot rounds fired from an Abrams way?
I forget, but when it goes through the air, it becomes a burning projectile of pure uranium.
And then
as soon as it leaves the tank's barrel.
And then it aerosolizes as you sit
right,
down
on the
nano,
way.
Down to nanotech size.
Nanoparticulates. And as soon as it comes out of the tank itself, right out the end of that barrel, it begins to burn and aerosolize. And
now, in Gulf War One, they only used it in the Abrams and in the some of the armor-piercing bombs and missiles that planes fired in the Vulcan
right.
cannons and the A-10 Warthog. Now, they've served it out to small arms, to the cannons,
right.
on Humvees and on Bradley fighting vehicles, and they've used at least triple, according to Dr. Rocky, who headed up the program. And for those that don't get this, here's an analogy. You've heard all the fear over a dirty bomb. Why Al-Qaeda will get a bunch of parts from chest x-ray machines and bundle it up in a big bomb, and it'll irradiate, you know, a couple city blocks for thousands of years. This is millions of times more dangerous, millions of times larger. And they bombarded this time, not just the desert outskirts, as Jet was covered many times, but the Iraqi bases, which our troops then moved into. And in a few big bases where the generals stay, they brought in some sand and dumped it over the blast holes. Folks, that does absolutely nothing. And now the radiation sickness is exploding, Jeff.
It is. Depleted uranium, and again, try to get away from the depleted. It's uranium. Is in fact the Trojan horse of this war. It kills indiscriminately. Our men and women, when they come home, will come home already with death sentences, many of them. They'll bring the stuff home on their clothes, on their shoes, on their boots, and they'll spread it around the house. It's just a fact of the matter.
And the people that claim that they support the troops with those stickers on their cars, they won't care when it's in the back of the paper that thousands of troops are dying, just like last time. They'll just feel good about themselves.
That's right. Henry Kissinger said, military men, and we might add women, are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. End quote, Henry Kissinger. Says it all, doesn't it?
Now, this is... Let's talk about the mindset, Jeff, because you really broke this down a few weeks ago when I was on your broadcast. I mean, the mindset. I said, Jeff, what is the mindset of the globalists that they knew this weapon would do it? They've used it in 10 locations in the U.S. by the tons at proving grounds, going into water in the air. They've used it in Puerto Rico. They've used it in proving grounds in England. They've used it in three nations, twice in Iraq, four separate times, Serbia, Kosovo, Bosnia-Herzegovina, that region. They've used it twice in Iraq, 13 years apart, and in Afghanistan. What's the mindset here?
This is the one question I cannot answer, and it's the most vexing question of all, and that is, why do the globalists continue not only to do what we're discussing now with uranium weapons, which are going to be horribly destructive from now on out, but they're raping and pillaging the planet's environment at a rate that is almost unimaginable, and they're not slowing down any. Why would somebody kill the golden goose, Alex? That's the question that bothers me. I can't figure it out. They've got this cash cow going. It's called Planet Earth, and yet they're destroying it. What do they know?
And they run the economy. Instead, they use a phony environmental movement, which I want to talk about, to take private property rights while doing nothing to stop genetic engineering and all the real threats.
Now, what do they know that we don't know? There are two things here. Their greed is so absolutely rampant and psychotic that they don't give a damn about the planet, and they're going to destroy it and just take while they can. Or some one of them, some level, some layer, some echelon, some group, knows something. Something is coming, something is going to happen to the planet, and so they might as well take it while they can. Or the third option, it's kind of like 2B, We've already passed the point of environmental collapse, the point of no return in the mid-80s. It's too late to do anything now, so why even try to stop?
Well,
that,
I mean,
can't answer the question, Alex, and it really bothers me, because these are smart people. They're evil, they're black, they're killers, but they're not stupid, so something's going on.
Well, you said when I asked all the things you just said, you also said, do they have more advanced medical systems that are able to extract
this? I think that's obvious.
And then they're using this as a population control mechanism.
Of course. It's another tool in the population reduction plan. They do have technology that is probably 20 to 30 years beyond that which the public is allowed to avail itself of. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if they had a method to take these people who have been contaminated and somehow neutralize it or deal with it. It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Well, I tell you, Jeff, I mean, when we look at their mentality, what type of people, when DynCorp...
Well, they're psychopaths.
When DynCorp got caught, we have that Cynthia McKinney clip, kidnapping 200,000 women and children for slave brothels in the Middle East, Israel,
right.
Saudi Arabia, Malaysia. I mean, even WorldNet Daily's talked about Bill Clinton and slave cruise ships, and his top people going and enjoying those. I mean, this is...
Where do you come up with the word? I run out of words. Evil, dark, black... It's as evil as it gets, and they're psychopathic about it.
Well, they revel in being evil. They try to one-up each other.
You were at the Grove out there. You watched these people. That's the tip of the iceberg. This is some of the ritual ceremonies they went through. They revel in death, destruction, violence, grief, suffering, and agony. I have no explanation as to why that is or how that came
their
to be.
Their sacrament is death, I wrote
that's what
an article.
It is. That's
their
right.
Sacrament is death. Their cathedrals are aircraft carriers and hydrogen bombs.
You got it. I can't sum it up any better than that, my friend. They're not humans by my measuring.
But isn't that what the Bible tells us, is that they love death and they love to destroy?
Well, they do. It's exactly right.
But then the so-called Christian churches today say all this death and destruction is good.
The so-called Christian evangelical movement will be the last to know that it has been and is being used and abused by those evil ones who are running the show. They are lambs to the slaughter. They've bought into this whole thing, and they don't have a clue. Now, I know Christians who do have a clue, but the evangelicals do not. They've been formed into some kind of a deadly political movement. They're being used as foot soldiers, shock troops, if you will, to steamroll the rest of the country. There was an article about the Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs, where the cadets who are not born-again Christians are being harassed and hassled by the majority, at least the vocal majority of cadets who are. They're taking over everywhere. This is turning into not the United States of America, but it is a theocracy now. And
but again, they're not
theocracy.
Really Christians. The people that are running all this are Skull and Bones.
Oh, no, they're
and
satanic.
Bohemian Grove.
How can you be a member of Skull and Bones and be a Christian at the same time? It doesn't work. It's like trying to be an elephant and an ant at the same time.
Well, these guys call themselves Christians, but even Reuters has got the photos and videos of a lot of the tanks and helicopters with 666 and Beast and Satan and skulls hanging off.
Well, it's again a question of the lie. The lie is the way now. There is no truth.
But you're a Christian if you have 666 on your tank.
I think a lot of that is probably being done by idiots who believe that. I think it's a lot deeper than that, frankly.
No, I agree with you, Jeff. And now we're going to have our national ID card, but the borders have been ordered to stand down.
It's unanimous treason. Charlotte Isherby summed it up very well. The border is wide open, and Americans don't see it. The borders should have been... I think Eisenhower was the last one to talk about this when he warned about the military-industrial complex. And that's the complex, of course, that was taken over by neocon Zionists. And it all really began with the assassination of JFK. And it's been a slow but steady roll up to this point. But in the last 4 or 5 years, it began in the latter Clinton years, things have accelerated so fast now that it's a blur. They just gave up all pretense of subtlety, of chicanery. They just come right out and lie. They stand in front of those cameras with their little earpiece, if you're the president, and lie. And that's it.
And at the same time, people, you have to realize, tyranny that doesn't just stand still. It just gets worse.
Well, it's like cancer. It is a cancer. It's a cancer on the planet. We are, as a species, considered a virus on the planet, but now the species itself has been co-opted by an even more deadly and evil virus.
And Spaceship Earth has been hijacked by a bunch of Luciferian devil worshippers in control of the Christian church.
All too true.
All too easy. We'll be right back with Jeff Renz to get into the National ID card.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Jeff Renz, website Renz.com. We have a big fat link to it on the main page of Infowars.com for the guest today. In that section, today's guest. Jeff, I had Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul on, both the congressmen last week, and they both agreed that the war on terror is a total fraud. When the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down,
mm-hmm.
and again, that's an old order, but now it's public,
right?
Reaffirmed or back in our face, But then they say, you're all going to have this national ID card to have jobs, to live, thousands of private databases hooked into it. When you order a pizza, it'll be scanned through to see if you got any warrants.
Alex is not exaggerating for any of you newcomers. This is not a joke.
That was in USA Today, yeah. But when you order a pizza, it's instantly scanned by the feds, and the pizza places are paid to spy on you.
They'll know everything you eat, buy, purchase, and get rid of.
So how do they get away with this, and what's your take on it?
How they get away with it? Because of the Congress. Congress surrendered years ago to the tyranny from the executive branch and the courts. And the threat of blackmail and bribery has never been more rampant. I suspect that the government has never been more immoral, depraved, and is paying the price. I think it's very easy to compromise most people. Not Tancredo, not Paul, not some others, not Cynthia McKinney. But most people are human. They have vices. They have problems. And the people out to corrupt people in this business and to own them are absolutely wizards at it in most cases. They've already passed, of course, the laws and regulations that we'll need a passport to simply cross the border in Vancouver, British Columbia, or go into Tijuana, Mexico. You go in or out of the country, you'll have to have a valid passport. This is all predicted by you years and years ago, and it's all coming to pass. The real ID card is a tragedy for our nation, in my humble opinion. A total abuse of the U.S. Constitution. It's that very neat little package that was passed unanimously.
Well, it annihilates states' rights, and it tells the states what to do.
States' rights are gone. We won't be able to open a bank account, board a plane, a bus, drive a car, or anything without.
They're talking about ID. Ron Paul said it's in there where they could, but checkpoints on state borders.
They'll put checkpoints anywhere they want. You're right, and they haven't even finished. Remember this, folks. Writing up the actual regulations in this new law.
Yeah, they passed a blank check.
That's what they did. And no one catches that. They're going to write anything they want in there. And if
we write the provision on air, and you have it at rents.com, it just says, do whatever we want.
That's right. And if they don't get it in this bill for some reason, whatever reason, they'll just pass another, or Bush will, or whoever.
And I think it was Thomas Jefferson, to paraphrase, said that the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you'll put up with.
Yeah.
I think that Oregon bill, 742, is a good example.
That was a
download music, life in prison.
You need, folks, go to Alex's website and look at that Oregon bill to give you an idea. I mean, you would ordinarily look at something like this, which was submitted to the Oregon legislature, and it didn't pass, but it was certainly given a good look. This kind of thing, you have to say to yourself, is insane. It's insanity.
Well, the chairman of the committee brought it forward.
Total madness.
Like 125 reasons to get life in prison.
That's right.
And it was like downloading music, having a firearm illegal.
No, that's right. And again, I urge all of you folks listening to go download the article from Alex's website. And
the point is, it shows what they want. It shows
where they're going. That's what they do. They'll go three steps ahead, take two steps back. Each time ratcheting forward another step. That's the way they play the game. And they're playing it out in the open now with hardly any restraint at all. This unanimous vote by the Senate shows that they have been, in a way, unanimously dumbed down or made subservient. You can't look at it any other way. The majority of our elected officials have never read the Constitution and its Bill of Rights. And even if one mentions that one of those things exists, they don't seem to have time to go study it
seriously. Well, you talked about bribery and blackmail, even more than bribery with the campaign funds, and this has been in the news, this is how they do it. A really good-looking, smoking woman, or multiple women, keep showing up at the gym, at your office.
Sure.
Hey, let's go to a hotel room. The one time they do it, that woman says, all right, I work for the CIA. If you don't do what we say, I'm going to your wife. But then there's others who have a taste in men.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they just show you a couple minutes of the videotape they just made of you and this woman, and that's all they need to do. You don't have to say anything. And then you're right. A lot of them have a taste in young boys and men, and we know about the Franklin cover-up. Again, the levels of depravity in this country, Alex, I don't know how much more deeply they can be plumbed. And I think we only know a small mattering of what's really going on. But the evidence is profound that there is a level of utterly inhuman depravity at the highest levels of the powers in this country. And it is being all manipulated and taken advantage of by those who would seek to direct America into the trash can sooner rather than later.
They revel in a nihilistic, self-destructive bloodlust.
Now, these aren't, as again I said, these are not humans by my measure. I don't know what they are, but they're not human beings.
Let's talk about the globalists and who we're dealing with and who you think makes up the top echelons of the New World Order. When we get back with Jeff Rentsch, Then we'll get into genetic engineering, what's happening with the food, the water, all of it on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
State, I'm the highway
patrol. This is my road, ladies and gentlemen, my broadcast. For all the stalkers and the rest of you, you're not allowed on this show. We talk about real issues of real significance to all the paid federal informants and garbage out there that wants to bring this country down, to all the parasites. You can take it from me, you're going down. Your New World Order and your parasitic rulers are going to fail, and I know the same goes to you from Jeff Rentz. And to all of those that love freedom, I salute you. Two quick items. We're going back to Jeff Rentz, who, by the way, told me in many, many years, he's only done one other interview, a very private person. We're honored to have him, and I've never met him in person, but I count him as a friend, but interviewed by many times over the last 5 years. And his program, his radio program, is on 9 to midnight right here on this network, Central Standard Time. We're very proud the last few months, I don't know, it's been 4 or 5 months now, to have Jeff Rentz part of the GCN radio family. It's really exciting. Now, before we go back to Jeff, 3 showings of my new film, Martial Law, 9-11, Rise of the Police State, at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema coming up in June. Friday, June 3rd at 7 and 10 p.m. at the Alamo Drafthouse downtown, the historic theater, and one of their new theaters that are popping up all over Texas. They're so popular, food and everything right at your table. coming up Wednesday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Details are at InfoWars.com. And instead of having to navigate around their huge Leviathan-sized mammoth site, you can link right through to the subpage on the calendar where you can buy tickets via their safe, secure shopping cart for any three of those events. It'd be great for you to come out at 7 o'clock with the family if you can't make it to the 10 o'clock, or the next week for the 8 o'clock Wednesday showing at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And again, details and maps are at InfoWars.com. And at the same time, folks, you can get a hard copy of this new film, My Best Work. I'm not going to belabor this point, but you really need to get it because it's waking people up. 90% of those that saw 9/11 The Road to Tyranny woke up. That's my second best film. We're getting even better conversion rates with people that see this new film. It is unlocking their minds with the truth. It is powerful. It is professionally produced, shot on the biggest, best cameras, and it shows what the New World Order did on 9/11, who the globalists are, what makes them tick, you know, the real lords of the Sith, and it gets into the police state. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order a hard copy of that or any of my videos. 1-888-253-3139. When you call that number, they can answer all your questions about specials and the plots of the films and what they cover, what they detail. Or at InfoWars.com, we have video clips from the films, the synopsis of each film up there at the bookstore. It's all there, InfoWars.com. Or watch it all now online, all my best audio interviews. You'll hear this one. All of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now going back to Jeff Rentz. Jeff, tell us about Rentz.com before we play this clip of Cynthia McKinney grilling Rumsfeld that I haven't aired in a few months. Tell us about Rentz.com.
Rentz.com is a 24-hour news service that pulls in news like you do from around the world, news that the mainstream media here, by and large, won't touch. We try to present honest information for people who still think, and that's the simplest way I can say it.
And you magnify stories that are mainstream, but that didn't get any attention.
That's right, and there are many of them. You have them, Paul Watson has them. It's a real honor and a privilege, as you well know. It's 14, sometimes 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, month in, month out. I don't do vacations, haven't. It's a great honor and privilege to have the respect and trust of so many people, and you feel the very same way.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is addictive, but I think what we want to try and do as individuals on the planet is find...
Love is addictive. I mean,
that's right.
As you said, being kindly, being angry at what's happening.
We want to find our highest and best use for the planet, for our kind, and contribute. And that certainly involves love as the underlying motive.
Well, the parasites have always counted on people like you to hold the system up while they feed on it, but now they've gotten so greedy they're going wild.
They are going wild. It's true. And at Rentz.com, we have, 100,000 articles up there, and news changes all the time. I do not agree with everything I post, but I try to present a panorama, a true panoply of views, opinions, and issues that can help people make their own decisions, which is exactly what you're trying to do, is to get people to think for themselves. You do not tell people what to think. You never have. You never would. You want people to have the information on the chance to make an honest, level-field decision, which they don't have if they are watching the talking heads on the nightly news. It's disgusting.
This Cynthia McKinney clip, I've only played this once or twice. We played it on your broadcast.
Yeah.
I just want to air her question to Rumsfeld. We don't have time to air the whole 8-minute clip. Is babbling, fumbling, turning red, gulping, deer in the headlights look. But you were talking about just the depth of evil. Here she is openly admitting all this evil, and then they can't even deny any of it. Let's play this clip in the House Armed Services Committee as she grills Rumsfeld and the guy that was the head of the Joint Chiefs at the time and others. Here's about 2.5 minutes of this clip.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The President called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines. and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contract today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This contract, this company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
Now,
the
we'll go ahead and go back.
The second question. I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. I appreciate the question. I appreciate your interest in our department's financial condition, and we are working very hard on that program. I've just come back recently.
I understand that you're working hard on it, but my question was, who has the contract? How long have they had that contract, and how much money have we spent on it?
In general, we spend about $20 billion in the Department on Information Technology Systems. The accounting systems are part of that. I can get you the exact number for the record of what we spend on our current...
All right, folks. And then she goes on to say that I can't give you that information right now.
Right.
And McKinney's been asking for it for years. But notice, you do this, which is all over the news, DynCorp did this, and you just... You go into a penalty box. Well, if somebody kidnaps a kid next door, they get life in prison, and they should. But the point here is that DynCorp basically is the CIA. They've gotten even more contracts. They run security in Iraq, the death squads, they run it. I mean, this is pure evil, folks. 200,000 women and children. I want police and government people out there listening to know, you may not be bad people, but this is who you work for. You see, she mentioned old money. It's over a trillion missing each year, and the Pentagon just says, we're not going to tell you where it's at. And then they get into the war games on 9/11, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, she's a great American, Cynthia McKinney. Wonderful. We talked about Galloway to begin the program. He said one little quote about Rumsfeld that's interesting. He says, I have met, this is George Galloway, MP, I have met Saddam Hussein exactly the same number of times as Donald Rumsfeld met him. The difference is that Donald Rumsfeld met him to sell him guns and to give him maps to better target those guns. So, that Rumsfeld's history goes back to aspartame, the deadly neurotoxin that is in so many drinks and beverages and products in this country. When he had the evidence, of course, swept under the rug and got that passed, he's a long time old old guard member of the corrupt elite that are running this country. Not a moral bone in his body. They say whatever they feel they have to say. It's okay to kidnap, kill, maim, destroy for life 200,000 people. That's all right. You go in the penalty box for a few minutes, you come out, you keep getting your government contract. This country is being looted, Alex, as you well know. It's being raped, pillaged, it is bankrupt, with no hope of rehabilitation financially, probably socially and economically and in any way whatsoever. It's basically time to reassemble it from the ground up, and that's as far as I want to go with that, I think.
Well, Jeff, now we're talking about this global elite and how psychopathic they are. Where do you think this is going to go in the future? I mean, where do you see America in 5-10 years?
I think 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there might have been, and I'm not advocating such, there might have been a reaction from the military to take control of the country and broom out some of the cancer that has ruined it and continues to ruin it. But the military, as you well know, and others, was cleansed, purged over the years, so that is not something the globalists have to worry about now. The dollar is king, the media is God. And with technology on their side, they have nowhere to go but up in their minds, but down in our minds.
Well, they control the Federal Reserve that issues all the funny money, and that's a private corporation. They literally have the little cotton symbol. They're not really paper. They're fabric, folks.
Right.
They have the machines that buy the world, all because they bought off our government and gave themselves that power. I mean, they own the world because we accept their garbage, and they buy our souls with it.
Exactly. And the only way to do anything about it is to personally follow the path that you think is best and strongest for you to take, to try to take that power away. Don't buy their products. Don't patronize their entertainment. Don't buy into their scams.
And start putting more value on family and decency and honor and what's good.
We need to remember. Morris Berman's book, Twilight of the American Culture, is a classic. If you haven't read it, Alex, I know you don't have much time, but he's amazing. He talked about how good people like you and like your listeners and those who still care about this country need to embrace, to hold, to protect, and somehow preserve the values that we had. So when our chance comes again, and it will, because evil consumes itself, as sure as night turns to day, in time, and so we can replant it, to nurture it, to regrow the values of humanity and kindness that this nation used to have and used to be known for.
You're talking about a remnant.
Exactly.
Jeff, we've got about 10 minutes left here. We're about to break, but we got a few minutes here before we go to break in the final segment. Genetic engineering, you know, the phony environmental movements are controlled by the very same corporations that are polluting and destroying everything. They then use it to set up feudal serf systems to take property, to have land management use. Doesn't do anything for the environment.
Genetic manipulation.
That's the real problem. Yeah, talk about that. You're an expert on it.
Well, the biotech industry, we now know how the biotech industry, Monsanto primarily, and others, how they manipulate and how the collusion, the political collusion is carried out. No sound science is really used anymore. We know how dangerous genetically engineered foods really are in the daily diet of people. We know what they can potentially do to people. That we know that company research is rigged, that people are bought off, threatened. There is now alarming evidence of tremendous health dangers, which is being covered up. It is being done so under intense political pressure and other kinds of pressure as well. Scientists have been offered bribes. They've been threatened, evidence stolen, data omitted, distorted, lies used as punctuation in these texts and documents. Government employees who complained have been harassed, stripped of responsibilities, or outright fired. Laboratory rats fed a genetically modified crop developed stomach lesions. 7 of the 40 rats died within 2 weeks. The crop, of course, was approved without any further tests. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is all about money. Has nothing to do with our welfare. It's
and
not
Jeff,
a new theme, and it continues.
And they nonchalantly will just, it'll be in the Washington Post, oh, yeah, they're putting human genes into a chimpanzee, so it's 80% human, but it doesn't have any rights, and it's in laboratories in Argentina. Oh, yeah, we're putting cockroach and salmon genes in most of the food, and oh, yeah, it could give rise to a super virus. Oh, yeah, protein gene, 96 locations, open air. In Texas.
That goes back to what I said earlier.
Live viruses, yeah.
Right. When we talked about, when I talked about, when you've talked about, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Have we reached and passed the point of no return long ago? Or is it just the fatal human characteristic of, if we can do it, whatever it is, we're going to do it as a species? And that seems to be very, very commonly pursued by scientists.
But, Jeff, we could do so much. I mean, we could touch the stars. We could.
You got it. That's the operative word. We could. But it's being kept right down here in the gutter, and the greedmeisters are feeding on a harvest of human grief and misery and suffering.
Well, Jeff, I'm a Christian, but you look at the Bible and in Revelation, you look at Genesis. I mean, it's like the devil is this evil creation, this outside creature who wants to keep us down, who wants to destroy us, who doesn't want us to expand. And then you could use, you know, the whole analogy of, you know, it's like this evil entity from space is doing this to us, and a lot of people have said that.
Well, I think we need to look in the mirror, because the enemy is in the mirror, and it's there's something in humanity, in this Homo sapiens species, that that allows this kind of activity. There's a gene in there, there's some material in there that permits it, and it tends to run rampant once it gets started, and that's what's happening now.
An orgy of pure evil.
It is.
All right, Jeff, we'll wrap up this transmission. On the other side, we're talking to Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. The Info War continues. Stay the course.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Good news is, I've been doing this for now over 10 years, and 10 years ago, almost everybody disagreed with me. Now, on my own little broadcast and many other broadcasts, even where the host is hostile, almost everybody who calls in agrees, and in the general public, people are really not trusting. I mean, the polls have come out. People don't trust the media or the government, but they don't have the specifics. And they do count on you, as Jeff said earlier, to just tune out, to not be engaged.
That's the game. Raise the noise level to the extent that your ears hurt and you want out. And we can't lose you folks who are intelligent, who care, who have a heart, and who are kind people. So don't pull out. Stay informed and help those who want the help. Don't waste your time trying to convince family members and friends of these issues if they don't want to hear it. You just become frustrated. You'll lose friends and cause friction. Find those who are open to it and help them.
And it's good to have like-minded people in your circle.
Oh, very much so. But the people who are trying to derail and subvert this country, don't ever forget that they are brilliant. That Edward L. Bernays was the father of spin, the father of mass media manipulation, and that came out of the Wall Street group in the 20s and 30s. And a genius, a master, died in his 90s. He knew. The media is the tool. It's the most vicious weapon ever unleashed on humankind. The Chinese knew it. That's why they wanted a television in every single household by the end of the year 2001. They did it. They're controlling your population now. It's the television.
Well, Jeff, we know, though, we're having an effect, thanks to all those great fighters that are out there standing up for liberty and dignity and doing God's work, because, I mean, I've had Vanity Fair, American Legion, just masses of major publications, Popular Mechanics, all these publications savaging me, and then all these... I had Michael Rivera from What Really Happened on a few days ago. He said there's all these fake government bloggers out there attacking us now.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of full-time government agents, big industry agents, globalist agents. It doesn't matter. And their game, of course, is to establish a quick notoriety on the Internet. And then if they can't make a big name for themselves, is to attack. In general, attack the messenger, of course, has always been the game. When someone brings the truth forward, the powers that be will attack and try to discredit that individual, to defame that individual. Agents provocateurs on the Internet give themselves away very easily.
But it's like somebody flipped a switch 6 months ago. I mean, we're really seeing who people are right now.
Exactly right. No, they give themselves away.
But the lies they create out of whole cloth, Jeff, it's almost comical.
It's you have to laugh at it. It is absolute, no holds barred, libel, slander, defamation. And they know that if you sue them, they win. They know in any case they win because their game is notoriety. Their game is to sap the strength of those people who are trying to do good work. True patriots can agree to disagree and support each other. True patriots will not attack each other.
Because the enemy's the globalists. But I tell you, Jeff, whenever I fight the New World Order because I love my family and love humanity and know it's a survival mechanism, but sometimes my ego isn't as big as it used to be. I kind of need that a little bit. And when people attack me, I've been getting up even earlier, feeling even better.
Yeah, it's energizing, especially when you know where the attacks are coming from.
I think when they hear that, they don't believe it. It really is energizing me. I say, keep it coming.
Yes, and the whole game, of course, is to bring people down to their level, to force them to engage. And I have always studiously avoided that. It's the only way to handle it. And there are thousands of them, part-time, probably hundreds full-time. They go on boards, on blogs, and they start wars, they incite violence, they insult people, and they spin. And they spin. And a lot of them will present good material in the beginning, and then it starts to degrade quickly.
And then it becomes obvious. A telltale sign is if a third or more of their materials and attack base on
you
other patriots.
It. You got it.
Other patriots can't take your house, can't take your car, can't take your children, won't force vaccines on you. The threat is the New World Order. Jeff, spell out Rentz.com for us.
RENSE.com.
Or just type Jeff Rentz in or sightings into a search engine, you'll get it.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming on, my friend, today. I'm very honored that you never do interviews and you chose to come on this broadcast. And go with God, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thank you. Keep up your absolutely heroic work, Alex.
No, my friend. You're doing a better job. Take care.
All right.
One of the biggest websites on the web out there reaching tens of millions a month. We salute Jeff Rentz. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.